Narita, tell us how you came to work with the Navajo people.
I've always enjoyed working in the community health setting. Mm-hmm. And so when I found the opportunity to travel to Arizona, I took it and began working on the Navajo reservation. I came to this country as a young girl from Cuba. When my family first came here, we were considered political refugees and were part of a then minority in New Jersey at the time. So I've always felt just kind of a connection and a comfort level working with the underserved.
What were your impressions of the Navajo people?
The Navajo were probably the gentlest people I've ever worked with. They were understanding, gentle, patient, appreciative. They taught me much when I was there. They taught me about their beliefs and their ways. So many aspects of that community I found inspiring.
How did their approach to medicine differ from traditional Western medicine?
Medicine men and women are still extensively used within the reservation, at least at the reservation where I was, which was the Navajo Reservation. And to the extent that the hospitals actually employ medicine men and women.
I understand diabetes is a big problem among the Navajo. How did you tackle that issue?
What I was saying, it worked with what you've got. You know, it's not feasible for a population that keeps no refrigeration, that has no refrigeration, to eat the foods that we would expect someone here to eat, on the East Coast to eat on a daily basis. So, you know, working with what you got means, try to limit, just for an example, limit the amount of things like fried bread. Fried bread is a common part of the diet with Native Americans. It's fried dough, basically, is what it is. So, you know, instead of eating fried bread three times a day, cutting it down to two times a day, and then one time a day, and having canned vegetables where it's possible. It's not just working, limiting the negative parts of the diet. What works with the population here in Florida did not work with the population on the Navajo Reservation. The Navajos have their health methods of preserving their health. It's been with them through generations. And so limiting the amount of Western foods was really the main thing. Limiting the amount of processed flours, like things like I said, like fried bread, and eating more, things that they could afford that were healthy.
Were you able to function as part of a transdisciplinary team on the reservation?
Absolutely. They have at the Elder Clinic at Fort Defiance. They have what's called a comprehensive elder assessment, which was done a couple of days a week. It would be an extensive exam for an elder who was considered at risk. Physical therapy was involved. They would do a complete assessment and decide what the elder's risk of fall was, what the elder's risk of fractures were, different, just a complete physical therapy assessment. Then they would go to dental. Most times they would either be a denturist or they would have dentures that were 30 years old or something. So the dentist would be involved, and then they would go to the medicine clinic, which is where I would do a complete head-to-toe assessment, including lab work and evaluation of all the medications that they were taking. Social services was in-house, and they also did an assessment with the patient and with as much family as we could get in, assess the home environment.
So what advice would you give someone about taking on an assignment like this?
For people interested in working with the underserved and with the Navajo in particular, I would totally recommend that environment. And I would say, go for it, but absolutely make a plan for yourself when you get there and take care of yourself physically. It's really nice if you have someone with you. I think it would be very nice to have a friend or a partner with you. However, there are a lot of providers out there on their own, and I've never felt unsafe or, uncared for. We're used to a different level of physical care, and I think when you're out there, it's important to identify where those caregivers will be for you, and identify them and establish a relationship.
Thank you very much for sharing your story with us.